Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom would be the first name, but friends usually call me something else that I can't see on the radio. Anyway, and these are friends, mind you. Anyway, so good to have you with us on this Wednesday in Western New York. And, you know, I always feel like I need to do some kind of a disclaimer because, hey, we're a Buffalo radio station and we tend to focus on stuff that is Buffalo related or some of the topics that are basically, you know, would fly in Montana or Nebraska or anywhere. But I think that given the fact we have so many connections in Buffalo and Western New York to the state of Florida, in particular along the Gulf Coast, although people from Buffalo may be found anywhere in the state of Florida. We're kind of like in iguanas in Florida. We're kind of like an invasive species that has taken root in Florida and has propagated and grown. And that is why, obviously, we're spending a lot of time talking about this, not just on this show, but David Bellavia, 10 to 2, he has been talking about this because we obviously are well aware of the number of people who have... If you yourself are not listening in Florida, you listening in Buffalo have relatives who are in Florida, either as full-time residents who have moved or as snowbirds, if you will. And the phone number to call, by the way, for those of you who are former Buffalonians who now live in the area that is being affected by all things Hurricane Milton, the phone number to call on WBEN is, just as it was when you left us, 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and toll free, if you want to use that one, it is 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, joining us on WBEN, the Trocare College Live Line, once again, Tanner Saunders in the next room is going to make sure he's up and on the air, as he always does. A name with which you may be familiar, especially those of you with connections to the Buffalo Fire Department, the among other things, the former captain of the legendary fireboat of the Buffalo Fire Department, namely the Cotter. We have Tom Bunk, otherwise known as the Bunkster, joining us on WBEN. Tom, thanks very much for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? It's great. It's great to talk.
Well, it's great to have you on the air. You must feel about a million miles away and several lifetimes away from your previous position of being the captain of the legendary fireboat Cotter.
Oh, yes. The 7 years have gone very fast, let me tell you.
Yeah, and that thing, by the way, not that I would know from experience, but it was rather a challenge to steer at the helm, especially when you get into certain waters that seem to go one way, but they're actually going the other. First of all, Tom, where are you, roughly speaking, in the state of Florida? Give us a geographic locator, if you would.
Okay, we are in Manatee County, which you've probably been hearing on the news quite often. I am just outside of Bradenton, about 20 miles east of Anna Maria Island, to give you the best directions. And I'm about 45 minutes south of St. Petersburg.
Okay, so as people from Western New York might be familiar, you're in St. Petersburg, you're going to Sarasota, and you're crossing the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. How many minutes would you be from that?
From the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, 20 minutes.
Okay, so you're basically right there. Now, looking at weather, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're exactly that. We're just right outside of Bradenton. Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, Sarasota, that's the geographical area for us.
And, you know, I've got some specifics I want to ask you, but sure. one of the questions I think many people would have an interest in my asking is, look, you're a very well-known Western New Yorker. You have obviously a lot of ties, not just with the men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department, but also throughout the Western New York community. How much contact do you have, and with how many people who used to be Buffalonians who are now rooting for the Buccaneers?
very few. There's more people from Buffalo here than I think there are from Florida, to be honest with you. The community we just moved into, I met three different families that are within a block of me, are all from Buffalo. On game day, we all have our blow-up Buffaloes on our Buffalo license plates. We don't let home be forgotten, trust me.
So you don't have the pineapple on your porch, but you do have the Buffalo Bills flag flying, so people automatically know that's what this guy is all about.
Of course.
Yes, he's the Buffalonian. You're a tough guy. I mean, you've been through a lot in your life, but you are a tough guy. I am not a tough guy. You are. And why did you decide to ride out the storm, Mr. Captain, sir?
Well, geographically, Manatee County uses a four-letter system for evacuations, A, B, C, and D. A, B, and C are all evacuation areas right now. That's along the Manatee River, along the Bradenton Beach, anything near the water. The other zones are manufactured homes and mobile homes. All those people are under mandatory evacuation. Being 20 miles in from the shore, we're high. High is 34 feet above sea level, if you can consider that high. And we have quite a few elementary schools and high school that they use as evacuation points that they bring people here. So that gave a lot of sense of comfort. The other part of it, too, is I can proudly say I am a grandpa. I have a 5-month-old little boy, and he's wonderful, and it really, really a big part of our family. My daughter-in-law is a pediatric nurse for all children's in Tampa, and my son is now an acting sergeant in the St. Petersburg Police Department, and he is on patrol as we speak in the middle of the soup. So, family is everything. Our flag flies, Buffalo's never gotten, but we're home. And here, to answer your question, I'm sorry I got off on a tangent.
No, not at all.
My house is a 2024. We have we're up to the highest standards that the building code can be made. So our windows, just our windows, are thermal pane like we had up in Buffalo, but they're hurricane rated. So they're rated to sustain force of 130 mile an hour winds. Now, that is not. I'm sorry, our windows are 110. So we're required or advised to have shutters. So right now I'm talking to you in basically a concrete metal cave. All our windows are covered with heavy corrugated metal, and our front door is hurricane rated, so that doesn't have any covering on it. But as I sent you some pictures, I'm not sure if you saw them, but all the way around the house, everything's buttoned up tight. We have one way in, one way out. The houses here are the main roof structure with the trusses and everything are on top of cinder block walls, which are filled with concrete, and the roof structure is bolted and strapped through the concrete down to the base of the slab that the house sits on because we don't have basements here. So as far as being up to date and formidable, it is. The homes are really formidable. You know, I'm not taking anything away from the Buffalo Construction because goodness only knows, you know, I've seen it at its best and I've seen it at its worst. And it's just different. We're not built for snow load here. We're built for wind. You know, up north, you know, you got to hold 4 feet of snow on the roof. Here, we got minimal pitch, so the wind doesn't get caught. It goes across, and you know, obviously, it sheds water. So we decided to stay here, and you know, we got the family together, and you know, I'm back up for my son who's on patrol. Like I said.
Wow. So the bunkster is basically in a bunker during the storm. Interesting play on words.
Yep. Nope. Exactly. And, you know, I'm still a geek from the Cotter, and I've got a small home weather station here. So I'm watching wind speed and direction and, you know, and barometric pressure. And it's coming. We're getting rain. We're sustained winds right now at 25 miles an hour. I had one palm tree that was just planted a couple weeks ago. That's down. And, you know, the rain's hit or miss. You know, we had to drop the pool 6 inches because they're going to get filled up. And you know, I bought into a community. A big part of Florida now in the newer communities, they're offering natural gas. It's a big draw because obviously, you know, a lot of people are coming from New York, New Jersey, you know, the northern states. And natural gas is a huge thing to them, and it was to us too. So I put in the whole house natural gas generator. So that's another thing. We're going to lose power. That's almost a gimme because they're telling us between probably 6 on, we're going to be getting into 80, 90 mile an hour winds, and then it'll peak overnight. So even with the concrete power poles, you know, there's some old growth trees that are going to be flying, you know.
Yeah, not to mention iguanas flying through the air, getting knocked loose.
Just one or two.
Yeah, well, come on. You know that Florida is being overrun by iguanas, and we've mentioned this before, but when the cold weather hits in Florida, you have a very interesting phenomenon of the iguanas literally dropping from trees and then being revivified once the temperatures get back up to a level at which they are able to wake up and say, hey, what happened? I just fell from my tree. And some of those iguanas in Florida are just huge.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to see the Chiron bomb of the TV warning you about falling iguanas.
Does it really say that?
Yes.
Good Lord. Well, I mean, you know, it might sound funny. Last time I was in Florida, we were at a hotel right across from mm-hmm. the, I think it was the Diving Museum in Fort Lauderdale, and we looked down, and there had to be a 6-foot iguana crawling around, and I was stunned. And something else that people might not realize, iguanas in Florida are kind of like Canada geese in Western New York with the mess they make. They are nasty creatures, and all they do is defecate.
Oh yes, yes. Now the newest thing, the pythons are making their way up.
Oh, that's just lovely news. Tom Bunk is joining us, former Buffalo firefighter, captain of the legendary Cotter fireboat, and we have a lot to talk about with Tom Bunk. But let's get to one of your neighbors, kind of. Here is Linda in Port Charlotte, Florida. Linda, welcome. You're on WBEN. What is your story about your connection to Western New York, Linda?
Well, I'm on my way back from Western New York. I live in Florida, Port Charlotte, full time, but I was up visiting my daughter, and we're taking our motor home, and we're in Virginia, and praying that when we get to Florida, our house is still there. We had it all buckled down. My son lives there also. His house is buckled down. He evacuated. Our area is evacuated. But I have to say one thing, Tom. I lived in Western New York for 50-some years. And I've been down in Florida for 7. But when I come up to New York, that's all I hear from people is, well, you knew you moved to Florida. You're going to have hurricanes. Very rude. When you have a snowstorm or a blizzard, I pray that everything's okay. I wish that the New Yorkers would pray for us and that we come out of this, you know, safely.
Well, I honestly, Linda, as somebody who lives in Western New York, I would say that the overriding sentiment that I hear from people is basically, oh, my goodness, our poor friends who moved down to Florida. And I really haven't heard any of the, well, what did you expect kind of mentality. I'm sorry that you've been exposed to that.
I heard a lot of that this last. I was in Western New York for 3 weeks, and I heard a lot of that from family, from friends, from in-laws of people, and it really got to me, Tom, I'll tell you. I think I spent half my time coming back crying because of what they said. I'm a former Buffalo person. Wish me luck. Don't do that. I wouldn't do that to you for the blizzard.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
I moved to Florida because, okay, I'm 70 now. I moved to Florida because my husband and I raised 3 children. They're busy with their lives. We wanted something to do. We moved there. We love the warm weather. We hate the snow. We like the people we met. We've met some wonderful people in Florida. So just pray for us. That's all I can say.
Well, Linda, let me just offer, if I might, at 70 years old, you have accrued wisdom in your life. And one of the things that you might consider is that some of the people who said nasty things to you, in addition to lacking some basic human empathy, there also might be an element of some jealousy in there. So I don't know. You know what? Sometimes when people say things like that to you, it's not so much that they're lashing out toward you. They're actually lashing inward toward themselves, thinking, why didn't I do the same thing? So
right. Why didn't I leave? Why didn't I try something different?
Keep in mind, there might be some jealousy in there, so just try to keep a grain of salt about that. You have to do you in life. You have to be you, do you, and live your own life. Nobody can live it for you, and jealousy
right.
can be a very, very strong thing for some people. So basically, in one ear, out the other, and you know what? When times get tough, that is when you know your real friends and who they are. So I'm sorry
right.
that happened to you. Hey, what? Now you said you're in Virginia in your motorhome. What is the traffic like heading toward Florida?
It's very light. Not bad at all right now. We've had nice weather. You know, very very nice. I mean, we're not going to go all the way to Florida. Definitely today, we're going to stay at a campsite
right.
and hopefully get into Florida. Maybe Friday. Maybe Saturday. Hopefully. Hopefully our home is there, Sam.
Well, I certainly hope so too, Linda. And if you want to hold on, some questions for you after the news, because we're going to keep Tom Bunk on as well. The Bunkster, former captain, well, captain, retired Buffalo Fire Department. His last charge in his duties was the captaincy of the Cotter Fireboat, one of my favorite things in Buffalo, one of Tim Wenger's favorite things in Buffalo as well, the Cotter. And it's basically legendary within EMS circles and certainly within the Great Lakes boat nerd community. So, Tomas, stand by. Linda, stand by. And if you're just joining us, welcome. You may have friends, family, loved ones in Florida. You want to check in with us? That's great. If you're in Western New York, giving us an update on how your people are doing. And if you are somebody who did move to Florida, I'm really sorry if you have to deal with people who say, what did you expect when you moved to Florida? And keep in mind, people are very complex creatures, and they might not even realize consciously that they are jealous of you, but jealousy can be a very powerful thing. And again, don't look at it as them lashing out at you. They're really lashing out at themselves, I think, in some way. And I'm not a psychologist, but just basic human nature. Got a pretty good grasp on that in many respects. So stand by, as suddenly Tom becomes Mr. Empathy. Stand by, and that's news to Tom Bunk on the other end of the line. Stay with us. Much more to come on this hurricane and how it's affecting Western New Yorkers and those who used to live in Western New York. And your phone call at 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we do have so many people listening to this show in Western New York with friends or loved ones who live in Florida who are basically keenly watching the Florida radar and the hurricane conditions almost as keenly as if it was a blizzard hitting Western New York. And those of you who used to live in Florida who are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN in Buffalo on the Odyssey app, which everybody should download, by the way, you are more than welcome to call in and give us a quick how's your uncle, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, on the Trocare College WBEN live line, as Tanner brings him up, because that's what Tanner does in the next room. Tom Bunk, if the name sounds familiar, it should, because he is a legendary retired captain with the Buffalo Fire Department, and his last charge, if you will, was being the captain of the fireboat Cotter, one of our favorite landmarks and institutions, if you will, in Western New York. And Tom Bunk is in Florida, and he's got one of these houses that could withstand probably a thermonuclear blast on his front door. Okay, it's that well built. That might be somewhat of an exaggeration, Tom, but you know that I'm somewhat prone to that from time to time. So the people in your neighborhood from Buffalo, have they decided, and you're near Bradenton, should point that out, are they, did most of those folks decide to ride out the storm, or did most of them hightail it and get out?
You know, a few friends we had, the people we met in the community, have boarded up and left. But there's one thing that I really want to share with, and hopefully Linda's still listening, on Sunday when we all decided to board up and get prepared for this. Just on my street here, I've got a gentleman from Virginia, Boston, Alabama, and Charlotte. And we all grouped up together, and we had five houses all buttoned up and sealed and ready to go in 3.5 hours. One couple has a newborn baby to 3 weeks old. Another lady, her husband's in the hospital, and he can't come home. So we made sure we took care of each other. And when everybody was saying their thank yous and the different things, and I just said to him, I says, you just got an example of the Buffalo way. We get together and we get it done. We take care of each other.
Very, very well put, Tom. But that again, that is also in your nature as a retired first responder. You have always been there for other people, whether you were on the job or off the job. You've always been somebody who is concerned about other people more than yourself. And people have different natures, and that is yours. Now, Linda, who called before, was talking about the, well, you went to Florida and you moved there, what did you expect but hurricanes? Have you run into any of that, Tom?
A little bit of it, but it was more jokingly. There was, you know, we actually moved back to Buffalo. We just come back here in May. We moved back for 3 years, believe it or not. And we experienced the blizzard, the Christmas blizzard, and the whole nine yards. And when we told our closest friends that we're going back, you know, they're like, you're nuts. You know, you did your 5 years and you came back for three. Why do you want to go back? And I says, well, life changed, family called, and, you know, let's face it, we're all getting older. We're all trying to find our new destiny, right? Our new place. And for us, it was a grandchild and a son who's advancing in his career, a daughter-in-law who is, you know, in the medical field. And, you know, we thought, hey, why not? Let's go back and support them. And when I share pictures with a few of those naysayers, they says, we don't blame you at all. We don't blame you at all, because family was everything.
Well, and let's talk for a moment, if we can, about your son, who is a sergeant with the St. Petersburg PD, which is good to know the next time I'm driving in St. Petersburg. Thank you. What kind of, obviously, you are a former fire captain, retired. He is an active duty EMS sergeant with St. Pete PD. What kind of issues has he reported back to his dad, you?
We've been getting updates all morning while he's patrolling the downtown district and the half of the city. Water's rising in St. Petersburg. Ghost town isn't the right word, but there a lot of people did evacuate. They were predicting 10 to 15 foot storm surge in the Tampa St. Petersburg area, and I know you're familiar with it, especially the Tampa Bay. Tampa Sure. Bay is all of 15 feet deep. I mean, think about it. You lift the Tampa Bay up and drop it on the city. So that's the big thing going on now. Right now, it's a waiting game. They will be all the police officers will be pulled off the street once the winds hit 40 miles an hour. They're all called back into the station. They're working 12-hour rotations. You know, they get their patrol cars up in the concrete parking ramp. And they let it blow by, unfortunately. And what I know now, they're working really hard to get through to the people who were advised to evacuate. They're giving them basically a final chance, and they're emphatically telling them, "Look, at when it hits the fan, we can't come get you until it subsides." And many people are listening. You always have people who do everything at the last minute. I know yesterday the traffic on I-75, which is the major north to south on this side of the of Florida, it was a parking lot going north. The state, in their wisdom, when they built the roads or expanded the roads, the shoulders, they actually made lane width, and they went through and cleaned off the debris that we all see on the side of the road. And now, instead of a four-lane highway, they're running a six-lane highway north. They're moving the people that want to move. The one thing I want to share with Linda or anybody who's coming down this way, the way it's supposed to track across the strait towards Orlando, they're driving right into it. They're getting smacked in the face. They're telling us that it's churning out there at a four. I've had the TV off since we've been talking. But it's churning out there at a four. It's going to hit land, you know, and decrease to a three. What was 120 mile an hour winds coming across the land. It's my favorite term. It's going to get sporty tonight. It's really going to get sporty tonight. And
is that, you know, sporty as in sporty? Sporty.
Exactly.
Wow, I've never heard the word used quite in that context, but very interesting. Hey, I want to get back to your son right now, the sergeant in the St. Pete PD. One of the issues with first responders, and we see this happening a lot in desert areas where you get a lot of flash flooding in areas that aren't used to rain, that the first responders all too often end up the victims as they try to rescue somebody who maybe made a bad decision or maybe was a victim of life circumstances. What kind of guidance has your son and the officers under and over him been given in terms of dealing with water when they don't know how deep it is? And I'm pretty sure they're not using amphibious vehicles.
No, they have a Marine division, but that's for the bay. I'm not sure how the fire department, you know, reacts to water situations within the confines of the city. One thing, it's funny you bring that up. One thing I said to my son last night before he went, and I says, remember, things that you're responding to, things that you're going to deploy your people to, the situation has already begun. It's you're responding to something. You're not at its onset. Remember, you have to go home. Your people have to go home. Sometimes, unfortunately, people make a bad decision. If a rescue needs to be made and you can do that without risking yourself and your own people, by all means, do it. Mm. But always remember that you have to you have to make a decision. It, you know, he's a grown man. He's 10 years in his profession, and he understands. But I took my 28 years and, you know, some things that haunt me that maybe I should have, would have, or could have. But, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You have to be available for something you can make a difference for, and you just can't risk yourself or your people on sometimes a non-viable situation. You know, they say it, you know, turn around, don't drown. Don't drive through that water. Evacuate. They've been evacuating people while this storm was still off the coast of Mexico. If people don't listen, you know, they're very good at it here. The radar forecast, like we had up in Buffalo, where it's snowing on Bailey, but on Fillmore it's perfectly dry. And, you know, Andy Parker, all the teams, you know, the National Weather Service and different things, they were spot on. They were extremely well what they do. Same thing here. The radar is very strong, and they calculate it. What's happening now is we're catching not here where the hurricane's coming to make landfall. And remember how thin basically Florida is. And I was talking to my daughter-in-law, who is a native Floridian. She was born here. Now they're getting tornadoes touching the ground and sweeping across on the East Coast.
On the East Coast? That's the other side of the state.
On the other side of the states, the bands are swinging up as they're being pushed up with this hurricane, and tornadoes are spawning already mid-state all the way to the East Coast. Port St. Lucie on the East Coast had a couple before I closed the door and, you know, got back on with you.
We are talking live on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line with former Buffalonian, retired Buffalo Fire Captain Tom Bunk from the Cotter days and many years before that. And he's in Bradenton, Florida, folks. He is pretty much at ground zero and kind enough to take some time to join us on News Radio 930 WBEN to put us in the picture. And known Tom for many, many years. And he's one of those guys who literally would give you the shirt off of his own back. Public service is his life, whether or not he is on the job. It's just it is in his nature, helping other people. And I'm not just blowing smoke. That is the nature of the man. And he's been through a lot of stuff in his life, as we all have when you get to a certain point, and yet he finds it within himself to reach in and help other people. And we're grateful that he's joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN, otherwise known as the Bunkster, or simply Bunkster, if you want to abbreviate that. He's in Bradenton, Florida, and he described earlier the fortress-like construction of his home and his choice to ride out the storm. Tom, you're not somebody I've ever known to be nervous. You're one of these people, as all of Buffalo's bravest are, you're one of these people who always keeps his head when everybody else is losing theirs. Have you any fear or trepidation about what might be coming down the pike?
Yeah. You know what? The confidence in the preparation makes that fear step back a little bit. In 17, when we were here, a category 3, I think it was Ian that passed through. But it made landfall down in the Fort Myers area. So it wasn't that bad. In these fortress houses, you know, once you're all buttoned up in different things, you hear the wind whistling quite like we do during snowstorms. You know, you hear the roof vents flapping, and you know, you look out the peephole to see the screen cage and see if it's still there, and that's about it. But this one, from all accounts, what they're telling us, it's strong, it's real, and it's going to be wide ranging and destructive. So, yeah, I'm as human as the next guy. Yeah, there are concerns. My daughter-in-law, you know, shed some comfort on things. She says the wind we can handle, the rain we can handle. You know, we're prepared with food and the generators and the different things. We're high enough so we're not in a flood zone. She says the one big concern that always scared her whole life was the tornadoes. Those are the things, especially when when it gets dark. Those are the scary things that, you know, well, Buffalo had, what, seven of them this last summer. I think that's the unknown. The scary part of it, yeah, I'll say it that way, the best thing is the unknown. You hear the wind, you hear the rain, you hear the rustling, but you just don't know what's happening out there, and it's really not a great idea to go out there while it is happening. So, you know, I'll check in with you tomorrow morning and let you know where we're at. How's that sound? If you see something go by, it's not Dorothy, it's me.
I was actually going to keep you on a little bit after 4. Are you good to go, or do you still have some last-minute prep you got to do?
No. We're all buttoned up. This morning we brought my daughter-in-law and grandson over and sealed up their house, and now we're just waiting. We're just waiting many of the people in the shelters here.
Well, then, on behalf of our listeners on WBEN, I'm going to keep you on a little bit longer because, you know, I want to kind of compare the hurricane prep to the blizzard prep, if you're up to it. I mean, if you're man enough.
Whatever you need, my friend, whatever you need, I'm happy to do it.
I knew that would get you because you are a tough guy. Tom Bunk is with us, a retired captain, Buffalo Fire Department, WBEN.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, welcome, friends and loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Wednesday. And if you're just joining us, here's the deal, okay? Obviously, we are a Buffalo, New York radio station, and most of our topics tend to be Buffalo-oriented, or some of our generic topics could fly in, you know, Sault Ste. Marie or San Francisco. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know too many people who don't know somebody close to them or in their circle of friends who hasn't moved down to Florida. In other words, we have a connection in Western New York to the state of Florida, where the state of Florida, in some respects, has almost become Western New York South. And you know that if you have spent any time down there. Certainly when the Bills play in Miami, Fort Lauderdale becomes a mini Buffalo. And even any time of the year, you go down to certain parts of Florida on the East Coast, and then especially the Gulf Coast, Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton, those with the money, Marco Island with your yacht. I'm not jealous, by the way. I would never buy a yacht. I just don't have what it takes to maintain a yacht. Sorry, not my bag. Not my bag, baby. So I find myself in this weird position of being a Buffalo talk show host doing Buffalo programming, but at the same time, in a weird kind of way, Florida has kind of become part of Buffalo, if you understand what I'm saying. Because let's face it, if this was a weather situation happening in New Mexico, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't have spent so much time on it, nor would David Bellavia. But we obviously are aware of the demographic shift that has taken place, and they're going to continue this for a little bit longer on News Radio 930 WBEN, this discussion of the hurricane, which was supposed to be a monster. And I invite those of you who have loved ones in Florida, the Sunshine State, also sometimes the Hurricane State, to give us a call. You may have people down there, or you may be down there and you're listening courtesy of the Odyssey app, which everybody should download, and always check up with WBEN.com for all of the latest information. And you can go back and listen to shows we've done, interviews we've done, and help yourself. We're here to serve you. And it's always great to work with professionals like Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski, Buffalo's A New Morning from 5 until 9 every Monday through Friday. And then Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer, B-Maz and the ever-shrinking Joe Beamer, the great David Bellavia from 10 until 2. I will never let him live that down, by the way, in our text messages to each other, which I cannot share with you. Okay, what do you want me to say? We're guys. And then 2 to 6, obviously, every day, you get me on the radio, so sorry to let you down. And then Tom Puckett with Buffalo's Evening News, 6 until 7, and the rest of the day, obviously. I don't have time to get into every show we have, but we have a very wide-ranging offer for you on the buffet that is News Radio 930 WBEN. And joining us on the Trocare College WBEN live line, we have a former Buffalonian who lives near Bradenton, Florida, and his name is Tom Bunk. And the Bunkster, a longtime Buffalo firefighter and retired as a captain, and was in charge of a treasure in Western New York, and that would be the fireboat Cotter. And both your humble host and Tim Wenger have a very strong interest in the fireboat Cotter, and I think all of us here at WBEN have a soft spot in our heart for the fireboat Cotter. It's really a jewel in Buffalo, but right now we're talking about the weather in Bradenton, Florida, and preparation for a hurricane, and what it's like for a Buffalo guy to batten down the hatches, as it were, and join us. By the way, battening down the hatches, just a quick note of trivia for those of you in the maritime. You already know this, but basically, if you have a cargo ship and you've got hatches, they can be one of your biggest enemies, because if you're in heavy seas and one of those hatches starts to bust open, or God forbid, fly off completely, you're opening the cargo hold to water, and you get enough water in the cargo hold, and obviously you can be in a world of hurt. So that's why you must batten down the hatches. Make sure the hatches are secured properly, and that no water is going to come in and affect the balance of the vessel. And again, Tom Bunk is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, Tom, one of the things in Buffalo, and I think we alluded to this briefly before, either on air or off air, I forget these things, but the in Buffalo, we get so many warnings about a winter storm warning, a winter storm watch, a blizzard watch in effect. And sometimes these storms don't materialize as forecast, and people are both relieved that they didn't happen, and at the same time, like, how come you guys hyped this so much when it turned out to be nothing? How much of that attitude comes into play in Florida with respect to hurricanes and, dare I say, tornadoes?
Well, what I noticed at this storm, earlier in the week when they were talking about that it's going to track over, you know, everybody's got their fingers crossed and hoping for the best. You know, Saturday, Sunday, what should we do? Should we button up? Should we stay? Should we leave? We'll wait and see. And those are the people that you see on the news sitting on I-75 in stop-and-go traffic for 8 hours to get 10 miles. You know, it's human nature, like you said, is what can you do, you know? The one thing, like I said before, they're very accurate at predicting that it's coming. One thing that really stunned me, or I shouldn't say stunned me, but impressed me, is they told you flat out, you know, we see this coming 48, 72 hours away. Do that, you know, get your bread, milk, and eggs like we all did in Western New York our whole lives. You start getting your supplies, but we're going to be able to definitively tell you 24 hours, you know, in advance that it's likely to make landfall here. It could go slightly left. It could go slightly right, but it's going to come, you know, plain and simple. It's going to come. If you don't heed those warnings, I don't know what to say. You know, down here in Florida, part of your purchase when you purchase a home are elevation certificates, so it tells you how high you are. Floodplain maps that tells you where you are geographically in the area that you choose to live, and it also tells you your flood zone area. So that goes into the decision of staying or leaving. Like I told you earlier, we're 32 feet above sea level. We got a modern house, up to date on codes. We have hurricane shutters. Some builders might offer it. I don't know, but you know, I took my cues from Life in Buffalo, and I put a gas generator in that runs the whole house when the power goes out, even the air conditioning units, because these air conditioning units are big. They take a lot of electricity to get up and running to keep the houses cool. But that being said, you know, I think it's all in the preparation. You know, you bring in your things that don't become projectiles, cover up your house, tuck your cars in your garage if you can, and wait and see. You know it's coming, so, you know, you had enough warning. If you didn't heed it, sad to say, that's on you. You know what I mean? That's on them.
Well, I understand, but do you ever have – I mean, you know the Buffalo experience because you lived here long enough where we get one forecast and it turns out that, hey, the weather wasn't nearly as bad as they said. Do you face a lot of skepticism when these dire warnings come out with respect to hurricanes and tornadic activity?
Honestly, no. You take what the officials and what the weather people are telling you as fact. The previous storm that we went through in 17, I'm using a reference, we were watching the news and there was a tornado crossing I-4 and they had it live on the camera. Right on TV, you were watching this thing cross the interstate live.
Wow, that's something. I mean, hey, every time I drive across the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, I think of that horrible incident decades ago where the boat slammed into it and all those cars and a bus went into the bay. No chance of survival whatsoever. No. And it's obviously it's a bad memory. Sometimes I think that place is haunted. I always get a very bad vibe driving over that. And Tom, one of the things I know it's come up on David's show. I don't know that I brought it up too much, but the situation with fear of looting. Unlike New York State, where we have catch and release with criminals and our corrections officers are worked to the bone and many of them are going through severe stress, the state of Florida is a little bit different when it comes to, shall we say, prevention of looting. What are some of the messages that officials have put out to would-be looters?
It's funny you say that. The sheriffs do come on the TV. And they say flat out, this is a this is a gun state. They encourage homeowners, our residents, to responsibly own a gun. But they also support the residents and the homeowners. Protect yourselves, protect your property. The Grady Judd, you always hear that name, the YouTube or sometimes on TV. He says it flat out and straightforward. If somebody that is not welcome in your home is making his way in, kicking their way in, doing whatever they have to do, he says it flat out. He says, I expect the homeowner to use his weapon and show him the door, put him out. They're very supportive of that here. My son is a police officer. I know what he deals with, and they also are very supportive of responsible gun owners. It's a very comforting feeling because, you know, you're not a victim. You can protect yourself and your family here.
With not as much worry as you might have in New York State, both on the criminal side as well as, I presume, the civil side of the law?
Oh, exactly. For here, you know, obviously it has to be justified and all the parameters that go along with that. But no, they're pro-supportive of homeowners, residents, and just good people. The bad actors, the people who want to take advantage, are not very welcome here. That's one thing that I noticed, you know, going into 7 years living here, you know, coming back and forth from Buffalo back to Florida, that just the respect, people give of each other's property, and the bad actors stay in the areas that support the bad actors. Plain and simple. Generally, we don't have too much trouble.
And I've got about another minute or so left, but you mentioned your daughter-in-law is a pediatric nurse, and this came up yesterday, but I want to get your take on, look, we have a lot of senior citizens who live in Florida. They're not as mobile as you, not as mobile as I am, and a lot of people, of course, who are hospitalized. What special precautions are taken to make sure that those folks are as safe as they possibly can be?
Up until noon this afternoon, I heard it on the radio that the mass transit, you know, and they had a deal, the county or the state had a deal with Uber, that they were offering free rides to shelters, the buses, the paratransit, all the different transport agencies, free of charge, were open to all the residents if they needed help with evacuation. That was provided by the county and by the state.
Well, I wish you, and I think everybody listening wishes you, the very best as the hurricane makes its way in. Tom Bunk in Bradenton, Florida, near Bradenton. Thank you very much for taking the time. We'll be thinking about you and every former Buffalonian and everybody in the Sunshine State, otherwise known as Western New York South.
Thank you so much. I want to say one thing, that you were one of the best helmsmen I ever had on the car. And I want the listeners to know that even though you don't wear a uniform, it's not your job description, but every time we had an emergency or a storm or anything in the West New York area, you made your way into the radio station. You did your best. You kept people notified, and you saved lives. People need to know that. You stepped up, and you did that on your accord. And our first responders, police, fire, EMS, we knew that. We appreciated it, and you saved people's lives.
Well, Tom, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Tom Bunk, retired Buffalo fire captain on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I must also say that everybody involved at the radio station played very integral roles in every situation where I've been on the air. You might remember Christmas Day 2022, David Bellavia and I did a six-hour show together from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Joe Beamer, Pasquale Maggiore, I'm gonna forget people here, and I hope you'll forgive me, but Tom Puckett, of course, everybody who is involved in any one of those situations did exactly the same thing as I, and I absolutely I appreciate what Tom said, but the credit simply is not on me. It absolutely, positively is, was, and always will be a team effort, even if I have to bunk with Jimmy Stelianu. Should get hazard pay for that. It's 428 at News Radio, at least a gas mask. 428 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.